presented by Chafin Luhana Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. Last hour of the show. Last crack at Steelers-Texans, and our Steelers insider, Ed Bouchette, saving the best for last with Ed. Ed, give us the biggest storyline you're tracking for this game on Sunday.
Well, I don't know that I'm tracking it, Pony, but I think the biggest storyline is the Watt brothers. You know, after that, it's why can't they get Eric Ebron involved more?
Wait, hold on. The Eric Ebron thing, like, I don't understand. I know the targets are low, but I've seen him have a couple, like, I guess a couple catches that I thought were impressive, and for not just, like, 2 yards on a dump-off here. I haven't gotten
Man,
the
that
sense.
Seems like a manufactured controversy to me, Ed.
I just never have gotten the sense that, like, they've gone away from him or there's been, like, this active ignorance of the guy, Ed.
I'm with you. Listen, there's one ball, and they have four good receivers, I think. They have Ebron. How about Vance McDonald? How come he's not catching more? 2 years ago, he looked like a rising star. Then are you going to have the fullback in on the offense? Why is he not in? Why isn't Connor getting the ball more? Oh, how come he's not getting the ball?
Because he can't hold on to it.
It doesn't matter. Somebody's always not going to get enough.
Yeah, my answer for that would be I'd like to see, of all the people, I'd like to see Claypool more involved in the offense.
Well, then he will. Pony, he will. You know, the rookie without a spring, without preseason and everything else, rookies take a while
no
anyway.
Doubt.
They've worked guys in. I think they've worked him in pretty good. You'll see him more and more.
Yep.
Ed, do you think that, like, early returns on Claypool, that they might have pulled another one here where they don't go in the first round for a wide receiver, but they find somebody that could be great anyway?
You know what, Chris? I think they thought that before they started playing games. I really do. They really like that guy. You know, that kind of package, all you have to do is find out if he has the heart to go with it, and it looks like he does, you know. They've made their mistakes, you know, Lima Swede-like mistakes. I think they've hit all of those second and third rounders, but this guy looks like he's legit. Another one in the line of good ones.
Ed, how do you feel about the Steelers' defense through two games?
Well, the secondary, people are a little down on the secondary, and you've seen the numbers how they're blitzing more than anybody else, so I think that's a kind of a natural thing where they're putting a little more pressure on the secondary to cover so they can blitz. So I wouldn't be that concerned. I mean, Minka hasn't done anything yet. We saw what he could do last year. I wouldn't be too concerned about that. People are a little, you know, concerned about Terrell Edmonds because he's in his third year now and he's not shown it. But with them blitzing so much, I think they must have a lot of confidence in that secondary to do it.
Ed, when you take the defense as a whole through two games, like, it feels to me that everything I'm reading, a lot of the advanced stats, a lot of the people who you know, do deep dives for a living are just incredibly bullish on their defense, Steelers defense overall. Are you feeling that same way? Because I have a little trepidation kind of diving in full bore that they are just going to be spectacular or whatever.
Well, they were kind of spectacular last year without getting any help from the offense. They really, you know, you could make a case they were best defense in the league if you count the turnovers and the sacks and what, giving up fifth or sixth fewest yards. Mm-hmm. Again, with no help from the offense or very little. And now you have here's another one who hasn't really done a whole lot yet, Devin Bush. You have him now with a whole year behind him. You'd expect him to be better. I thought Terrell Edmonds would be better. He's not shown that yet in his third season. They have Stephon Tuitt back. He missed all but the first six games last year. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of reasons to be bullish on this defense. And I know they gave up some big plays last week and they had a 17-3 lead and didn't lock it down, but I still think it's going to be one of the better defenses in the league.
And I keep hearing that the Texans defense are going to play the Steelers the same way they did against Kansas City in week one, which was, we'll basically play against the Chiefs. They pretty much played their safeties in Lawrence, Kansas, and dared Kansas City to hand the ball off, and they did, and it worked because Clyde Edwards-Helaire had such a big game. What happens if the Texans do the same thing in this game? Will the Steelers be content handing the ball off to their running backs to win the game early?
Well, you don't have to necessarily hand the balls off to the backs, Pony. I mean, you saw in the Giants game, they kind of played that way, and Ben killed him with the crossing route.
Yeah, good point. You know? They might do that instead. That might make more sense,
yeah,
Ed.
Why not? Yeah, why not? You got the guys to do it. Juju can do that. Certainly Deontay Johnson can do that. And maybe get Eric Ebron involved.
Well, they cut their guy who does it best, Ryan Switzer, but that's another story. Chris?
Hold on.
I'm just kidding. I just wanted to get that in.
I know. I would be all for that. And you know what? I'll throw it in there that Ray McLeod has made a bigger splash on this team and a bigger impact in two games than Switzer has. But that's neither here nor there, Ed. You have covered Ben Roethlisberger since the start of his career, and I've been one of his more harsh critics. Whenever I found something I can nitpick at, I tend to do it, Ed. However, it seems like this elbow injury and the rehab process and everything else. I'm sensing a new leaf being turned over here. He's talking about working on his footwork. He seems like a different guy in terms of how he's approaching the game and his preparation and his receivers, throwing himself under the bus and keeping those guys pumped up. I know people haven't been around the team in person to cover them, but are you noticing a different Ben Roethlisberger this year just in the way he's going about his actual business?
Well, you know, I've noticed that through the years with Ben. I mean, when he was young, he was, he was a wild stallion in every sense of the word. And I've noticed him mature through the years. Certainly the Georgia thing was a big shock to his system, and I think he changed after that. And, hey, look, the elbow, he's staring at mortality,
yeah.
You know, with that elbow. And it was bound to alter how he looks at certain things, and knowing he's 38 and he had this elbow injury, I really do believe his strongest goal is to win a Super Bowl. Rather than stats and everything else, he really wants to win. And let's face it, I think he's in Hall of Fame anyway, but a third one would stamp his ticket.
Ed, I'm a little bit worried about this game because I have so much respect and admiration for the other team's quarterback. He reminds me of a young Ben, actually. He takes a ton of hits but makes a ton of plays. Your final thoughts on Steelers-Texans. Who wins?
I picked the Steelers. I picked the whole season. I had them 3-0. I forget what score I picked them by, but I think it'll be close. The Denver game, what was it? They were favored by 6.5. They won by 5. I think it'll be around that, 6-7 points. But I think they'll win. I really do.
All right, Ed.
They are desperate, Houston.
Yes, they are.
That's a tough thing, a desperate team with a quarterback like that.
Ed, you have a great weekend. It sounds like you're kind of already starting it. Sorry to keep you away from the fun. Appreciate it.
That's okay. We're at a winery in Westmoreland County.
Damn.
Outside.
Way to go,
Living
Ed.
His best life, Ed Boucher.
Bye, Ed.
See you guys.
Carved out some time for us. Text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. If you can tell us the record Big Ben is breaking on Sunday, the Steelers' record Ben Roethlisberger is set to break, you will win yourself a 24-pack of Moosehead Lager as part of our Free Beer Friday promotion, 412-928-9370. Tell Cale Berger, and if you get the answer right, he will take down your information in his Ron Cook voice. Coming up next, we will try to make you money with picks on 93.7 The Fan.